Welcome back once again. Here we are on our daily podcast, Tim Karskaden from Shreveport, Louisiana Christian Center. We're so glad you joined us each and every day that we do our podcast. This week, we're going to talk about, can Christians have demons? Well, welcome back. Hope you're having a good day and listening to our podcast today, wherever you are. If you're in your car, you're working out, wherever you're listening, at your coffee table. What's incredible about these podcasts is there's so many different ways you can listen, different times, and we're so thankful for the technology that God has given us to use this to reach out to those that are following our ministry. You can always catch us on our YouTube page, Christian Center Shreveport, as well as Facebook, same title. And we do have a website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com. We'd love to have you. We meet every Sunday at 10:30, as well as on Wednesdays at 7. We have other meetings, but you can just go to our Facebook page, website, and get all those dates. For those that are listening to other nations, again, thank you for following our ministry. We're so thankful for each one of you. Well, we started a class at on our Sunday morning school of ministry by an old book by Derek Prince called You Shall Expel Demons. And it's not talking so much about lost people, more so about believers. And this is a controversial question among many people. Can Christians have demons? You know, and when I went to Bible college and all my upbringing was always taught that you cannot have demons. There's no way that we are full of light and therefore we can't in any way have that. So, you know, I grew up with that and I just believed it because I thought, well, I have Christ in me. There's no place for the devil to be, except I had manifestations that were not of God in my life, even as a believer. And, you know, well, that's my lower nature, I was taught, and, you know, that was just your choices you were making, and I agree, some of that is true. But then there were things that I just could not overcome in my life, and I thought, what is that? You know, why is that driving me? And then, you know, I remember I became a pastor in 96 and just was really, God was showing up mightily in our meetings. I mean, just healings, miracles, signs, wonders. That was the norm, not the abnorm, every meeting. I mean, the presence of God would come so strong in every meeting. And what we started having was these manifestations of people manifesting some loss, just flat out lost sinners. We had people come out of the occult and Satanism, etc. And we were doing deliverance on them as they were coming, because when the presence of God would get so strong, the demonic would manifest. It was like you didn't have to see it or call it out. It would literally just manifest. So I knew we were tapping into something. The Spirit of God was so strong that you would do that. And I'd be honest with you, that should be more the norm than the abnorm. You know, we shouldn't be demon hunting, trying to find demons in people, when really the presence of God will cause them to manifest. And you say, how can you say that? Well, we can look at Scripture and see that's exactly what happened to Jesus, happened to Paul. You know, Jesus would walk in the room, demons would manifest and say, you know, why have you come to torment us? You know, the demons would yell at him. You know, it's not your time, etc. Things would happen. You know, demoniacs would follow Paul, etc. So if you want to have a deliverance ministry, it's pretty simple. Get the presence of God and demons will manifest. And why do we have to deal with these issues? You know, Jesus said these are the works that you're to do, is to cast out demons. In Mark 16, he tells us that's part of our process, that, I mean, as a commission we have as believers. And yet, you know, Jesus was talking to Jewish people, you know, if you want to say the church of that day. And so we see that, you know, he was casting out demons among Jews who, you know, were going to temple and were involved in ministry at some level. I'm not saying what level they were, because Scripture doesn't clarify that, but we know that they were there and he was dealing with them. So we know also that Jesus lived among areas where there was a lot of demonic activity. Paul tells us that he has come to destroy the works of Satan. And so part of our responsibility as a believer is to not let Satan inhabit anybody that is created by God, and to be a participant with him to remove those such things that are riddling people. And we've started this course. We've already gone 2 weeks. And so if you want to join us, come on Sunday mornings at 9:30 if you're in Shreveport at our ministry. If you're at another ministry, please attend your own congregations. But this is part of the working of miracles, is healing the sick, casting out demons. And Jesus spent much of his ministry doing that. And I think this is something that we don't see in the church very much anymore, or very little. And part of it's multiple things, you know. I mean, it's part of it. I mean, some of it, there's multiple reasons why that's true. One, we're not getting the presence of God strong enough in our meetings and in our gatherings. That's my passion, is to get his presence there. Not just so we can have demons manifest, but, you know, when God's presence is so strong, those demonic forces shouldn't be able to be there. A funny story, many years ago, I was doing deliverance on a Satanist once, and I needed help. And so I heard this former high priestess, she was in Satanism, she was on a Sid Roth show, and she was talking about her deliverance and freedom. And so I, well, through some channels, was able to get in contact with her, because I needed help. I mean, this thing was so far over my head on dealing with demonic level at this high. You know, Bible college does not teach you this, I promise you. You know, they'll teach you have authority to do it, but they don't give you any practice. They don't bring in demonic people in their classrooms and say, okay, let's give a shot at this. No, sir. It's all theory and, you know, exegesis. And let me tell you, you can't exegesis a demon. You can't quote scripture and hopefully that demon, you better have authority with the word and believe the word, etc. So long story short, I called her and I said, look, I need some help. Can you help me? And through all that, she tells a story that what happened to her is part of her deliverance. She was in a state, I won't name it, in America. And she was trying to, through her group, her covens, was trying to build a demonic stronghold in a region. And so the problem was, there was one strong ministry there in this city that was doing tons of deliverances. And I eventually talked to that leader as well, that pastor, and they'd done over 8,000 deliverances, amazing, at that time. And so this one congregation was causing the Satanists in that region not to be able to build a stronghold in that area. Let me tell you how they worked. They were fasting and praying and invoking demons into their lives in order to build a stronghold. And one congregation, not only through the deliverances they were doing, just for their stance and declaring that God is king and ruler over that region. So don't ever think that following the Lord in your ministries is not enough. It can do it. Anyway, so she finally became so frustrated at this ministry that she decided to send in the witches within her coven into that congregation, try to infiltrate the congregation. And the problem was, she'd send them in and they'd never come back out. They were getting saved and delivered. So finally she had enough, she told me, and she said, I'm going in. And she went in to the congregation, you know, to disrupt and destroy that ministry. And the pastor, the leaders, I guess that after every meeting, they would call up those who wanted deliverance or a prayer. And so she got in the prayer line because she wanted to feel the power and disrupt it and curse it and so forth. But what ended up happening, this leadership was, and these believers were so strong in the spirit that she could not infiltrate them. And they began to deal with the demons within her, and she began to manifest violently at the altar and so forth, and just went through this great battle, was not delivered. She didn't want to be delivered at all. So, but she went through a great torment, and she got home. She said the demons began to ridicule her and chew her out and said, don't you ever take us back to a place like that again. And so that began her journey until finally she got born again and got delivered. And I just want to encourage you that's how powerful this thing can be when a ministry and a people are manifesting the power of God and the authority, is a better way of putting it, to deal with these issues. And so we have got to get the body of Christ back to that place. And, you know, I did deliverance for a long time and kind of backed off a little bit because it was just so much work. And when you get a reputation that you deal with demoniacs, everybody wants to bring them to you because they don't want to deal with them. So they just send them to you. Well, it got overwhelming because we got a reputation for it. And nobody wanted to deal with it in their own congregations or their own issues, so they just sent them to us, you know, like sending their problems away. Well, that didn't help us. That actually hurt us because, you know, that wasn't our only mission. That's just one part of being a believer. And it began to detract from what we were called to do in other areas because we were spending so much energy doing that. And I have to be honest, I backed off, and I shouldn't have, but I did. I should have been able to pastor that infiltration that way, and you know, and maybe help those other guys learn how to do it themselves, or just encourage them to go after it. But nonetheless, and now the Lord has really put it back on our heart to re-embrace that purpose. You know, we do some of it, but we've just never done it at the level we were then. And so we're doing this course in our ministry, and you can get that book, You Shall Expel Demons. It's more about personal deliverances on the internet. You can actually get it for free. There's PDFs out there and stuff, and listen to it. So what we're going to do this week is we're going to talk about can you have a demon as a believer? So I've kind of whetted your appetite today, but I now want to go into the believer's process of, like, when we're struggling with strongholds and cycles in our life, is it possible that demons are dealing with us or within us? Or we'll use a terminology that'll help you understand how this possibly could be. So come back again tomorrow and all week as we discuss this variant topic. And if you're in our ministry, don't forget to come every Sunday at 9:30 because we're going to break it down and help you understand it in a greater detail. All right, it's going to be an exciting week. I pray you have a great day today, knowing that God is with you. All right, God bless you. We will talk to you tomorrow on our daily podcast here on our Podbean app. See you.